USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The Biden administration set to outline plans to prohibit some investments in Chinese technology. The goal, of course, to keep the U.S. money from bolstering China's military and other threats to national security. An executive order from President Biden could be issued before the end of the day and could target tech like semiconductors and artificial intelligence. Ohio voters saying no to stricter rules on passing amendments to the state constitution. Preliminary election results show issue one failed yesterday, with roughly 57% of voters saying no. Millions of dollars from various political groups went toward pushing both sides of issue one up until election day due to the measure's potential impact on future referendums. One of the largest decisions for Ohio voters now is a reproductive rights amendment that's set to go on the general election ballot in November. Today marks 78 years since Nagasaki was hit by an American atomic bomb.
It was the second of two nuclear bombs dropped on Japan at the end of World War II. Japan would unconditionally surrender less than a week later. Today's ceremony was scaled back as heavy rains from a tropical storm are in the region. Jacob Beezer on ITN back in 1985 is the only man to fly on both of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki missions.
On the way home from Hiroshima, I hoped that we wouldn't have to do it too often. And on the way home from Nagasaki, I was convinced in my own mind that I hope we never have to do it again. But if there had been two more, I'd have gone two more times. It was my job.
It will never be known how many died in the blast. Estimates have it at roughly 70,000 souls. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Rockaway Beach remains closed, and a woman remains hospitalized following New York City's first shark attack in decades. Many New Yorkers thinking twice about getting in the water. Police say Tatiana Koltunyuk was swimming about 50 feet from the shore on Monday evening when a shark ripped roughly 20 pounds of flesh from her leg. Lifeguards heard her scream, pulled her from the water, and first responders wrapped a tourniquet around her leg as she was rushed to Jamaica Hospital, where she is in serious but stable condition. Is there another name change coming for the Washington Commanders?
A Native American group is pushing hard for the Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins to be derogatory, and the team never asked the community how they felt before the change was made. The group has already gathered more than 60,000 names on a petition to bring back the old nickname. I'm John Schaefer.
The youngest professional athlete in American team sports calls the Sacramento Republic FC home. 13-year-old Davian Kimbra, a member of the soccer club's Youth Development Academy, has signed his first professional contract. He is 13 years old. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.